Happy Thursday, beer geeks.
That sounds weird. That sounds really weird for you to say.
It does. But what that means, it can really only mean one thing, and we'll get to that in just a second. But for those of you who weren't aware, this is Beer Geek Radio.
Yep.
And as always, I'm your host, and my name is Brad.
And I'm Steven.
So what we're going to do here is, it's a new, kind of a new segment or a new episode format that we're going to be starting up this week. This is actually the inaugural one. You guys have heard us do beer reviews before, and we love to do it. But, you
That's
know,
our roots.
Yeah, exactly. And we really didn't want to, you know, make it, you know, we kind of wanted to simplify and say, you know what, let's do it more on a schedule. So from now on, obviously, as you guys have heard on our social networking, Thursdays, we're just going to bring you guys a beer review. So if you guys are, if that's more your speed.
Short and sweet.
Yep. So you know what to look for. This week, we've got a nice treat.
Oh, yeah. We got a heavy hitter. Hopefully, it's a heavy hitter. I haven't actually had this yet.
Neither have I. It's brand new. It's never been bottled before until this week, and it's the Sierra Nevada Barrel-Aged Bigfoot.
Barley wine.
Which is an American barley wine. And it's their more iconic beer. Everyone's familiar with Bigfoot. They've made it for years and years. I've had recently had a 23-year-old version of it, and it's fantastic. So, yeah. And they've barrel aged it before, but it was always brewery release only. They've never bottled it until now.
Yep.
So obviously we got our hands on some, and we're going to be hitting the review.
You know what? I want to say I really like the bottle. A lot of times when a brewery comes out with a special release of a beer they already make, it has subtle differences. But mainly it's the same logo and color schemes, just little differences. This one, it's the same graphic, but just you wouldn't recognize it if you weren't really familiar with it. It's a orange paint and really cool white font. It's just when I saw it, I didn't recognize it at all.
Yeah, it's a big 750-milliliter bottle. It's corked and caged. It's got the similar look of it. The Bigfoot's hiding in the trees. So you got an idea of what the bottle looks like. We'll have pictures of it on our Facebook so you guys can see it if you didn't get a chance to yet. And for comparative purposes, this other beer we've got in front of us won't be part of the review because we've all had it. We've all reviewed it before anyway. It's a regular Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
We just had it next to us to kind of compare to see what we get out of each beer to see what's new about this one, about the barrel-aged version. So right off the bat, in looking at these two beers, the barrel-aged Bigfoot is a lot darker.
Oh, yeah.
It's substantially darker because obviously Bigfoot's got like a copper color. Even like a light brown, you can tell the barrel has done something to the color of this beer.
This is leaning more towards a medium to darker brown.
Yeah, and I know some of the barrels that they use for this were bourbon barrels with char, so that's probably what did it. So I'm ready to smell this thing now because I want to see what the barrel's done to this thing.
All right.
Ooh,
that is really really good.
Yeah, right off the bat, initially on the nose, you get the barrel. The barrel's influence hits you first.
I don't even smell the, like you said earlier, I don't smell the Bigfoot.
Yeah, because obviously Bigfoot is an American barley wine, which means it's malty, but there's a lot of hop in it, and it's a big beer. With the barrel-aged one, I was very curious to see what exactly the barrel would do to it.
Mm-hmm.
And right off the bat, I'm getting the barrel. I'm getting that vanilla toffee, that charred kind of smell. It smells fantastic.
God, that is, yeah.
Yeah, that's all barrel right there on the nose. It's a very good. You can tell it's a malty beer.
You smell absolutely no hops.
No, not at all. I smell like the malty presence, but you smell toffees and the vanilla and the caramel, and then like the char from the barrels. You can tell this thing has been in a barrel for a while. So, well, ready to drink this thing because I'm too curious. So, cheers.
I'm thirsty. Cheers.
Ooh.
No.
Wow, that's nice. You know where, right off the bat, just like the smell, I get the barrel, I get the vanilla and toffee flavors.
Yeah, everything that you smell, you taste.
Yeah. But I will say this, on the back end, I got almost kind of a fruity and I think that might be the hops. Could be.
I think it's trying. It's the hops trying to stay afloat and not drown in the flavor that this is creating. But yeah, it's at the very, very tail end.
Yeah.
Like it just spikes.
Yeah, because you could tell, you know, you can tell this is an American barley wine that's been in a barrel because you get the citrus a little bit on the back, but you get right up front, you get oak, you get even like a kind of a tobacco-y type flavor and vanilla, obviously. And then at the back end, it has a hot bitterness and you get a little bit of citrus from that.
There's
not a lot of it, but it is there. That's delicious.
That is really good. And you know what? The more I sip it, maybe it's the hops lingering. It could be the case, but I'm tasting the citrus throughout the beer now. Not the bitterness you get from it, but the straight flavor. Mm-hmm. It's very, very subtle. But now it's I'm kind of swirling around it around in my glass. I'm getting that flavor as well.
Yeah, I'm actually getting a hot bitterness on the back, and it is a bitterness for me. So I'm gonna take a quick sip of regular Bigfoot and see kind of how they compare. Yeah, see when I drink regular Bigfoot, it is like a more of a really malty double IPA with a lot of booze in it. It has hop bitterness and it does have a nice malt presence that a good American barley wine should have.
Yeah. And you know what? This is still tasty after drinking the barrel-aged one. There's some certain instances where you'll drink the barrel-aged and then go back to the beer. You're like,
yeah, it's not the same. It doesn't stand up.
Yeah.
This one does. Yeah. And I was very curious to see what Sierra Nevada's barreling program would be like, how basically the quality of the barrels they use. Because for people who know Sierra Nevada, they don't do a lot of barrel-aged offerings. In fact, like we said, this is the first barrel-aged beer they've ever bottled. And previously, they've all been draft only, and they're very limited. So,
do they have any other barrel-aged ones
are on draft? That are on draft, I know they do barrel-aged Narwhal, and I know they do barrel-aged Bigfoot, and I think they've done another barrel-aged beer, but I'm not quite sure which one it was. I think I remember reading there's like three or four, but they've all been tap only.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with Sierra Nevada.
You know what? They do a lot of very regular beers, but they do them very, very well.
They're very on the fence of mainstream and craft, and I don't mean that in quality or taste, but they got enough flavor to attract the craft audience, but they also, you know, they're not overbearing to where it's gonna, you know, shoo the masses away, because that's why they're served in bars.
Well, yeah, and they've been around for such a long time, and they produce beer at such a high level and a high number that people would think they're kind of like, you know, like a Blue Moon or something. But no, they're a craft quality brewery. They make quality beers. I mean, Torpedo is an excellent IPA. I enjoy their stout, their porter. They're both great. I mean, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, is a lot of people's entrance into craft beer. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they don't make anything that is incredibly super limited and rare and everything. They don't have the whale beer.
Yeah.
But everything they make, they do so well that they're such a solid brewery and oftentimes get overlooked by bigger beer geek craft fans because everyone's like, oh, well, I don't need to go back to Sierra Nevada Pale Ale because you can get that anywhere and it's just not special.
It's a gateway beer.
Right. And I try to shy away from that attitude because oftentimes, you know, if you spend all that time searching for rare beers, you're going to waste time and forget about all the great stuff you have in front of you.
Yeah, and we've talked about that multiple times.
Oh,
don't just go whale hunting every day.
Well, I just talked to somebody last Sunday at Winter Storm who's actually a good friend of ours, and the person will remain nameless, but we were talking about the difference between great, rare beers and then everyday shelf good beers that are even top quality. Mm-hmm. And this person was like, yeah, I don't really mess with those anymore. It's just not special anymore. And I was like, yeah, but you know what? If you appreciate beer and the quality and the craftsmanship, what does it matter?
Yeah.
You can't taste rare in flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, you can people review beers based on their rarity, but that's not what we do.
I'll take, you know, a Rogue Hazelnut Brown over some of the rare beers out there every day of the week.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's a beer that tastes great. And if you took Rogue Hazelnut Brown and you put a Three Floyds label on it, I guarantee you people would go nuts for it.
Oh, yeah.
And it would probably cost like $40 a bottle. God. And people would pay it, and they'd line up out the door, and then you'd like play this awful trick on them, and then afterwards you'd tell them it was just Rogue Hazelnut Brown, and they'd be like, wow, it tasted extra special this time. And it's like, no, it didn't. It just you had the label of a Three Floyds beer.
It tastes extra Three Floydsy today.
That's good.
It really is.
That's very good.
I'm kind of sad I only got one bottle of it.
Yeah, and it was we picked it up at Total Wine. It was a limit, one per person. It didn't, as Sierra Nevada had said initially, this beer wasn't going to get very, very high distribution numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, there were certain states that only got a small handful of cases, and I think our Total Wine only got one case, and as we said, it was limit one per person. So you're not going to see it sit around for very long.
Yeah.
And if you even find it, I'd recommend picking it up because it is very good.
Don't remember. You might actually know the exact amount of cases, but I think they said they only had one, or was it two?
I think our Total Wine got one or two at the absolute most. When I called in and asked them about it, I think what was told it was like one or two at most. So, but yeah, this beer stands on its own from the original Bigfoot. And Bigfoot isn't such an iconic beer. That's another thing I was curious about. I was, okay, how is the barrel-aged – version going to sit? Is it going to be kind of its, like, you know, distant cousin? But no, it stands on its own. And it's Sierra Nevada has done a great job with the barrel aging on this.
Yes, they have.
Now, I did read on the barrel aging that the types of barrels used ranged everywhere from Heaven Hill, Buffalo Trace. They used some whiskey. They used some bourbon. And it would kind of blended it at the end to kind of give it those layers of character.
Oh, so they put it in multiple.
Yeah. Yeah. Multiple barrel aged Bigfoot had.
Not kegs, but barrels.
Yeah. They took regular Bigfoot and it went into bourbon, whiskey, rye whiskey barrels. And then once it was done, they blended it all together. Dang. So if you get, obviously, the type of barrels, what barrels, different kinds of spirits can do different things to a beer. Typically with a bourbon, which is my favorite, is you get the char, the oakiness, the vanilla, the toffee, the real sweet kind of smooth finish to that beer. What rye whiskey does is it kind of gives it a sting or a prickly type taste. You get the whiskey flavor, but it's not very smooth.
Yeah.
And that blends better with certain beers.
Yeah, it kind of gives you a kick in the mouth.
Right. And we do want to do these every Thursday because it's quick, it's straight to the point, and it gives you guys a chance. If there is a new beer out there, we will review it. So if you guys are kind of on the fence, like, you know what? I saw that at the store, but I wasn't sure if I was going to pick it up.
Yeah.
Now you can listen to these episodes and go, you know what? Okay, I heard what they said. Yeah, I'm going to go get it because I like it. Or, you know what? Nah, I don't like those flavors in my beer. I'm not going to go get it. Our job here is to kind of be, you know, on top of the new beers and to give you guys a quick review.
Yeah.
We're not selling you on it, but at the same time, it does have a high market recommendation. So if you can find some barrel-aged Bigfoot, or if you did find some and you're looking for an excuse to open it, you got our recommendation. Yep. I think this is a
our
great
seal
barrel-aged
of
beer.
Approval.
Great barrel-aged beer. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good
and,
stuff. So before we close, I mean, final thoughts on this beer, aside from, you know, how has it evolved, or has it?
You know what? I'm still getting the same flavors, other than actually tasting the citrus throughout. Not a heavy presence, but it's there. It hasn't evolved too much, but that's not a bad thing.
Like, no, I've been started pleased off
with
good.
It. Yeah, I've been pleased with it from the get go. Rating? What would you rate it?
Out of 5 or out of 10?
Out of 10.
You know what? I'd probably give it. I'd say like an 8, 5, or a 9.
I was going with a 9.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is really good. You know, I, in terms of an American barley wine, for me,
yeah.
I prefer English barley wines. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, obviously, Bigfoot is a more iconic American barley wine. So, I mean, I knew what I was getting at with this one. I knew what I was going to expect kind of in the neighborhood. So, but I think they did it very well. Mm-hmm. It has great presence. The alcohol's good. The barrel aging is solid. I'd say 8, 5, 9.
Yeah. And you know why I give it that rating of a 9, why it's so high, is it actually exceeded my expectations. You kind of touched on it, but it being an American barley wine, barley wine, even though it was barrel aged, I wasn't expecting it to be that good. I was expecting more of a hot presence.
Yeah.
And while that's good, well, I'm with you on that. I prefer English barley wines. I like my barley wines to have maltiness and sweetness and not too much hops.
Well,
and,
I mean, the predicament mainly for me when I feel like being in the mood for a barley wine, I typically stay away from American barley wines. Because when I'm in the mood for a barley wine, it's because I'm in the mood for a sweeter beer and not a hoppier beer. And that's only because my start in barley wines was with English wines. Yeah. So that my mind kind of set the bar at that.
Well, I always prefer, not always, I usually prefer sweeter beers over over hoppy beers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I like a great IPA every now and then, but, you know.
If you had your choice, that's what you'd go with.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's like we've always talked about. Mm-hmm. That's just people's preferences and everything. There's nothing wrong with a really good, solid American barley wine because that's what we've got in front of us.
Yeah.
I just typically would prefer an English one like Abacus. So, but yeah, very solid 8, 5, 9 for me and a 9 for Steven. So like we said, come to expect these from now on Thursdays. Next week we're not sure what beer we'll do, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And you guys know where to find us. We're on Facebook, Twitter. We have an Untappd account. We have a lot of new friends on there. They know what we drink all the time. We're on newly now on Foursquare. So when we check in places, you guys will know where we're at. We've got Pinterest, Instagram. We're all over social networking, guys. That's what we do. So for Beer Geek Radio, my name is Brad.
And this is Steven.
And reminding you guys to pick up Barrel Age Bigfoot.
Where you can find it.
Yeah. And cheers.